the America's Jobs Team podcast. For economic developers, by economic developers. Join the Consultant Connect team every Tuesday and Thursday for discussions surrounding the latest in our industry.
Learn from fellow economic development heroes, get leadership advice, keep on top of industry trends and shifts, and so much more. You are a part of America's Jobs Team.
And we're so glad that you're tuning in.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the America's Jobs Team podcast. I am Faye Davis. I am in our lovely podcasting studio with the one and only Carla Soans. Carla, how you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, Faye. How are you?
Well, we're back from economics. It was awesome.
It was incredible. I know I say this every year, but this year was my favorite.
And I think that's healthy, that we just keep getting better.
I know.
And
you
having
better
more
your
fun.
Best. Yes. I think we know what to expect. We're more relaxed and you can truly like enjoy the like looking at people, hearing from people that were just had these moments that you were so hopeful that you were able to curate unexpected moments, but you just never know until you can see it happening and you hear people, you know, kind of talking about it afterwards. But when you're in a relaxed state, you really get to see it. And
that's so fun
year after year.
It is so much. It was so much fun. We had such a good time as a team and seeing everybody. And I've said it, I feel like 100 times, but it was so nice to see everybody in person. It was so nice to have that mix of like, this is my first time here and this was awesome. And then the other, you know, folks that have come to maybe one or all of them prior, and everyone's just happy to be together and saying things like you just said, this was the best one yet. And that's great.
Yeah, it's great. We've got a lot to plan for. We're already heading down to Columbus to kind of start planning for next year, because you always leave the event with that, this was the best one yet. And that just means we got to keep going.
We got to better our best.
So Columbus, here we come.
Columbus, we're coming for you. No, this is super exciting. And you know, for us, that's the economics time is kind of that peak time of the year. And for a lot of people, 2021 was wild. 2022, we're just hearing left and right that project pipelines are full and it's stressful and there's a lot going on, a lot to be excited about, but a lot to work really hard around too. And, you know, some people think about the holiday downtime as a time to really work hard to get ahead of themselves, but we're actually going to take a little bit of a different thought process today. So what are you thinking?
So I'm thinking, you know, I will, you know, readily admit that I'm one of the people who several years before, I didn't do it last year, but I used to use the holiday downtime because it was this really cherished time in between big events. We have economics, which happens in December. And then we also help do Catalyst University, which almost always has been in January. Mm-hmm. And it's coming back to January this year. And so that couple week period was like the period that you had to kind of get prepped and ready for like the next year. And I used to be of the mind that you have to use every minute of that time wisely, meaning work, 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 in order to be successful going into the next year. Mm-hmm. And I will tell you what, I don't think that's the way to go. After, you know, setting that theory aside a couple of years ago, and then flipping to, no, I'm going to use this time to really reflect, refresh, and mentally prepare and like recharge. I feel like that's the way to go. Like you have to give yourself a little bit of space to get ready for the next year so that you can bring your full energy into a new year with new trials for sure, but also a lot of new opportunities. And you just can't even see the opportunity when you're super tired.
No, you can't. The human body, and it's a little scientific, but the human body is just not made for that. Like just like you, when we work out really hard, you have to give your body time to recover, and your brain is no different. So we're becoming slowly this culture of workaholics borderline. And the best thing to do is actually to just take a little bit of time and step back and unwind. And I know we preach on this all the time, is like, take care of yourself, wellness, mindfulness. But this is a really good time of year to do it.
Yeah. You know, Faye, when we were at economics, and I know we're bringing up a lot, but there was one speaker there that I felt like really, you know, hit a lot of people straight in the face. His name's Propaganda, and he's a spoken word artist. And there was a portion of his talk, spoken word, that he was talking about how much we cherish the land as a natural resource, and that we have groups and efforts to really protect that land as a natural resource. But he challenged the group, like, do you treat yourself as a natural resource? Mm-hmm. And you immediately I was sitting out in the audience, and it's so many people just immediately looked down, kind of nodded, and then wrote it down. And to me, that means we aren't. Mm-hmm. Like, it's really easy to think about, like, treat your neighbor as yourself and take care of a natural resource. But how do you treat your neighbor as yourself when you're not treating yourself very well?
Yeah.
And so we really do need to take a step back and take good care of ourselves, like treat ourselves as a natural resource, like take time to allow yourself to rest and recover and bring that best self. Like, it's something you shouldn't take for granted.
100%. And humor me for just a second, because the yoga, wellness, mindfulness in me gets really excited about this stuff. But when we do things that relax us, that allows our bodies to activate our parasympathetic nervous system, which is really just a fancy word for that rest and digest state of being. And that's part of our humanness, right? That's stood the trial of time. It is still there. Stress puts us into the sympathetic nervous system, which elevates your heart rate and secretes stress hormones. And, you know, like that state of tension, fight or flight, is just not good for you. So when you take that time to unwind and to recover and to rest and to set yourself up for success, that's when you're doing those relaxing activities, whatever it might be. It might be laughing with friends, you know, but you get a slower heart rate, your blood pressure lowers, you conserve energy, you increase the way that your body absorbs nutrients. So you're fighting disease and infections in that way. So it's critically important that we take that time to, on a physical level, take care of ourselves so that we can end the year really well and get ourselves really ready for the next year.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, the fact of the matter is that just because the work stops over the holidays, or at least slows down a little bit, like most people agree, there's things that pop up over that, you know, 1.5 to maybe 2 weeks for some people, like holiday time in between the two holidays. But just because it slows down doesn't mean that you're recovering.
Right.
Like, you actually have to allow yourself and give yourself the space to do that. And that means you have to make time to wind down. And this is really hard for some people.
It
creates stress for people who feel like they need to be productive.
Well, and here's the thing, that misconception of like how to be resilient and how to like get yourself ready is bred into us from such a young age. Like, think about being in high school, right? Your parents were like, nope, you didn't do it. You have to pull an all-nighter. And then not only are you tired the next day, right? You finish your project, hooray. But you're driving, it's dangerous for you to be out on the road. You're not cognitively present for your English test. You're, you know, at much greater risk of like being influenced by poor decisions by your friends, things like that. Like, there's so many things that can happen. And that happens over time. Like, that just gets bred into us. So you saying that, it's so important. Sorry, I totally interrupted you. Keep going.
No, that's okay. I was just going to say that, you know, it's really important. You know, for some people, it's easier to say like, I'm actually going to try this and just kind of allow the time to come to you. And whether that's like laughing with friends, doing a game night, reading, resting, napping, you know, whatever you do. But for other people, you have to say over break, I want to read a book. And you have to kind of make it into a goal for yourself that's not really work related, but you know, will give you the space to actually sit down and take your mind off of something that you normally would be doing, mm-hmm. right? Because I could spend all the time in the world, and sometimes I want to, just reorganizing an inbox or refiling files.
Yeah.
You know, like coming up with better systems, like getting things more prepared. But that isn't really giving you the break that you need mentally. And so sometimes you need to say, like, over break, the one thing I really want to do is read a, you know, book that's not about work, you know, and give yourself that space to do it.
Yeah.
So whether you have to sandwich that in small blocks of time, or whether you can allow, you're one of the people who can magically like wake up and be like, I'm just going to try not to think about work, and you go about your merry way and you enjoy what comes at you that day. I just encourage everybody to try to take a little bit of time. It's been a busy year. We're getting ready for another busy year. Just use this time to really rest and refresh.
And digest. I love it. And, you know, true to what we are preaching here to you all, We are actually going to be taking a break for the holidays on the podcast so that we can rest and load up our batteries and enjoy time with our family and maybe do something that we've been wanting to do and haven't had time to do over the last year. So we are going to be back with more industry trends and leadership lessons and innovator insights starting on January 4th. So wishing everybody happy holidays, and we can't wait to see you in the next year.
Absolutely. See you in the new year.
Thanks for sticking with us till the very end. This podcast is sponsored by Research on Investment, Lead Generation for Economic Development, and Gazelle AI. Spend more time closing, less time chasing. Did you like what you heard today? Don't forget to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. The America's Jobs Team podcast is audio engineered by Andrea Fuller and produced by Faye Davis.